Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back. Actually, welcome to the first show, The Zompire Hours, with Queen TL and me, Pagosi. And today's topic is going to be, is Cardi B a bad example? Is Cardi B acting like a hoe? Is that a bad example for young people today? And are other rappers also leading young people down bad paths with drugs, sex, and money being all they talk about in their videos and in their songs? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And we're not really going to promote this as a live show. Well, we can. You can listen live if I put the link on. I don't think it doesn't even give me the link, does it? I don't know. I'm trying to check here. But the next show, we're going to schedule it a little bit ahead of time. So, yeah, for now, we're just going to be talking on the show, but I'll put this on Facebook during the music break because I don't want it to sound all, unprofessional. Well, you know what? It's not even that the show's professional. We're just having fun and just, speaking our minds, having a beer, some coffee, some soda, and then just chilling and letting the people know what we really think about a lot of stuff in life. And we're not just going to be talking about rap and music on the show. We're going to talk about the universe, life, give advice, a lot of cool stuff. But we are going to, of course, talk about music, especially Bone Thugs, stuff like that. And we'll be playing a lot of, promoting a lot of stuff like AC Killer and his new album with Bone Thugs called Unholy Trinity. Shouts out to AC Killer if you listen to this out there somewhere in the radio universe. But yeah, we're definitely going to promote this show everywhere, and I know it's going to piss people off because of the stuff we say, but guess what? A lot of other dudes out there are saying stuff that pisses people off, so yeah, and I'm not doing it to piss people off. We're just giving our honest opinions, and we're just trying to make people think and trying to make people think for themselves and actually have a different opinion than what the media and all these rap magazines and all these rap podcasts say. We're going to give more of this perspective from the people. And not just that, it's not just going to be us talking. We're going to have callers call in. So we're really going to get real opinions. None of this is scripted. We don't, have people calling in to say what we want. Like, if you really like Cardi B, you can call in and tell us why. We'll tell you why we don't like her. I haven't even heard her music, but I'm just talking more about her personality. That's what we're talking about. Like, what she portrays, especially to young girls, that's not really kosher. Either way, I'm going to take a music break and try to get Queen on the line. So, this song is Bone Thugs and Harmony, Crossroads Mellow Mix. The remix, I don't know if you guys heard it, but check it out. I'll be back after this quick music break. Thank you.
it. Exactly, how many days we got left? Are you laughing? We're passing, passing the way.
Cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroad. Y'all know if I ever got love in them both of me.
When the easy long gone, really wasn't gonna come home. But when it's time to die, gotta go bye-bye. All the little stuff to do was cry, cry.
Why they kill my dog?
Damn, man, I miss my Uncle George, y'all. And he should be gone in front of his home. When they did, the crew was wrong. Wrong. Gotta hold on, gotta stay strong. When it did come, better believe on. Gotta show that you can lean on, lean on.
And we praying, we praying, we praying, we praying.
What a beautiful song by Bone Thugs and Harmony. One of my all-time favorite songs of all time, The Crossroads, but that's a special one. I think it's called Alexander Something Remix, the real name of it. But when I found it online many years ago, it was called The Mellow Mix. Either way, I don't know if it was on a real record or just a DJ record, but it's awesome. And everybody I show that song to tells me they love it. So, yeah, and we got some other music to play tonight. But one of the songs didn't load because, well, I'm on the free program. And either way, tonight's topic is Cardi B a bad example for today's youth? And is are rappers today taking the youth into a bad direction with too much drugs, money, and sex, and really no substance to the flows anymore? You know, like, you know, back in the day, we had real rappers like Tupac. He would have his violent songs and his party songs, but he also had real music like Dear Mama, Hold Your Head Up, I Ain't Mad at You, Until the End of Time. So many songs that touch your heart and talked about real issues, so many tears. I mean, that's just off the top of my head. You see what I'm saying? And, I mean, we had rappers. You know, rappers rap, and they're going to talk the crazy stuff, but I don't know, have some substance. At least have one song or two here and there where you're saying something real, like real life stuff or just something that people can relate to. For example, like Crossroads, we just played right now, that had no drugs, sex, or alcohol in it, or like just anything bad, you know, that would lead someone down a bad path, but it just kind of touches your heart, you know, with flows about, you know what I'm saying, the crossroads, you know, after you die. And that's real music, you know. It touches your heart, it touches your soul. And that's, we need more of that in hip-hop today. In my opinion, we don't have enough of it. We have too much bullshit, And I don't want to go on a crazy rant because it's late. And I don't want to wake up the neighbors right now because it's Zompire hour. On the Zompire hours, we just chill and we're lit. That's what it is. Oh, I think the queen is here. I think so. Yeah. So, guys, like I was saying, that's the topic tonight. Cardi B and our rappers setting our youth down a bad path with what they're talking about. And we played some good music for you guys, Bone Thugs Crossroads. But now I think we'll bring on the queen. We're going to turn on her mic. So, yeah, I'm going to turn it on. I'm going to bring her on right now. Hey, what's up, queen? Are you in the house?
What up? I sure am.
What's up?
I'm right here. Yeah, I'm ready to input my information.
I love it, queen. Yeah, I'm so happy to have you on the show. It's the Zompire hours.
That's right, Zompires.
We are live late night because we never sleep. So.
Yeah, because we're Zompires.
Zompires, like I barely getting in the coffin like around 3 a.m. You know, if I get in the coffin. At
right.
All.
Yeah, for real, right?
Sleeping it the whole day. Yeah, for real.
That's why we're so pale. We look like camouflage.
That's the secret. That's why I look like a vampire. That's why I look like a vampire because I'm the Zompire.
that's funny.
We're crazy.
But yeah.
But queen, what do you think? You think Cardi B sent it a bad example for the young people, especially the young girls today in today's world? What do you think?
My personal opinion, I feel that she is main. She is. There's so many things I want to say, but she has kind of like a voice, right?
Yeah.
And instead of telling these little girls and all these youngsters that look up to her, you know, good advice and stuff like that, what does she say? Go to a Sporting Goods. I don't want to say, you know what it is, but... Yeah,
right.
Go to Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, instead of telling these little girls to, like, you know, take care of themselves, don't be a hoe, don't do hoish things, don't be doing stuff like that, what does she do? She does the opposite.
Yeah,
I mean,
telling them
she has a voice and she's not using it, you know, she's not using that. I mean, not that anyone's perfect, but the example that she's setting out there is not that great because, I mean, a lot of kids listen to her, except for my kids, though. My kids are not allowed to listen to her.
Oh, that's good, queen. Yeah, I agree because she could be telling the girls, look, I came from a bad life, but I got out of it.
Yeah.
So stay in school and don't be a hoe and stay in school and study or try to be what you want to be, whether it's a singer or a radio host, whatever it is, but don't do what I did. That would actually be a better way to promote it. Say, look, I did live that life and I did it, but guess what? I'm going to tell you girls, you shouldn't do it because you could get in a lot of problems. Like, tell them the truth. Not make it seem like, oh, it's all fun and games. Right. I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, she should be telling these little girls to take care of their temple and not to be the way she was, you know? Not to be like, hey, it's okay to do this and that and you're going to get, like, where I am. By doing these things that I'm doing, which is not.
Exactly. Like, say you can do it a better way. You can study something, go to school, or you can use your talent. You don't have to degrade yourself.
She needs to be more inspirational, and she could get way more, like, more. I mean, as it is, she has a lot of little fans. I mean, props to her, you know. But the thing is that she needs to not tell them these bad things. The advice that she gives out, like, go suck a dick. Like, really, don't fucking say that shit.
For real.
Sorry, but...
Exactly. If all these girls are watching you and young people, you can use your live and your TV show to tell them something good because you have the power where all these people are listening to you. Just like us on the show, people are going to listen to it, but I don't want to say some shit that people are like, well, Poe said this on the show.
Yeah.
So now I did this. And, you know, then their mom's going to be like, you're not listening to Poe anymore. You know what I mean? So, fuck yeah, I really want people to say, wow, that guy gives the worst advice on the show. Yeah, you got to think about...
Yeah, there's many things that we can, like, say out there, you know, and people will take it or leave it, you know, but for her to have all these little fans and stuff like that, and for her to give that advice to, like, go suck it, you know, it's not cool at all.
on top of that, even talking that way, knowing little girls listen to her, is kind of dumb, because it's like, you know, who's really listening to what I'm saying? She thinks it's just her, you know, like she's by herself in the room. But a lot of people hear what she says, you know. So
yeah, and then she thinks that being all vulgar is like gonna get her all this attention, which it does give her attention, but it gives her the wrong attention, you know. And all these little girls think it's okay, like, hey, if Cardi B's doing it, like, hey, I can do it too, you know. Like, no.
Yeah, then you're gonna have all these girls like in second and third grade talking like her in the class, mm-hmm. and then what? You know, it's not gonna be good for society, because then they'll ask the young kids, where'd you learn how to say that? Oh, Cardi B says it on her live, you know. So I'm saying it now, and I'm like, yeah.
And then you know how she likes to like promote how she likes the sporting goods and how she was a stripper and this and that. And it, dude, it's not. Don't say that to those little girls, because then they're gonna be like, well, Cardi B was a stripper, and now look at her. No, it's like don't do that. That's gonna make these little girls, you know. I mean, Cardi B's not gonna take care of all these little girls that she said, hey, go suck a dick, right? Too. She's not. Well,
no.
I mean.
Like,
I mean, she's not
going to
take care of them.
She's not going to pay their bills if they get a disease or
something
bad happens to them, or if they get kidnapped or something bad happens. She's not going to be there to save them. So she shouldn't give that advice. She should say, look, I lived a bad life, but I got out of it, and you guys don't have to make the same mistake that I had to make. You know?
Exactly.
It's kind of like, this is a good point. I was listening to Crazy Bone show, and he said, I don't want to make music like East 99 Eternal because of my kids, because I lived through what Eternal was, but they don't have to do what Eternal was. I lived it, they don't have to. That's exactly what we're talking about now, but these new rappers, they don't see it like that. They see like,
nowadays these people are clowns.
They're just clowns. They don't care. I mean, they think everything's a game, but they don't understand that people really listen to what they say. Yeah, they have like this rainbow hair and stuff. I don't know what's going on.
That is so hilarious. Seriously.
The only little pops queen that I could give 6ix9ine is I did see a video where he went into a classroom with little kids and he told them in Spanish, do good in your life, estudian, study. So I'll give him some props for actually not acting like a dummy all the time. At least during that time. Okay, I can give him some props. He does act stupid, but if you're going to say that to the kids, I can give you a little bit of props. You know, you can still act stupid, but you don't have to give the kids a bad advice. You know,
exactly. Like you want to be, whatever you want to be. Yeah, go ahead and do it, whatever. But stop advising these girls to go suck dick, because that's so not cool.
Nope, not cool. And bad example. Yeah, Cardi B. So if you listen to your show, think about what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
For real.
Hopefully, you wake up. Learn something. And this show is going to be awesome. Man, we're going to be talking about so much stuff about rap and rappers. But not just music, we're going to talk about real life stuff, universe, many topics on many different shows.
Yay.
I don't think they're ready, Queen. What do you think?
I don't think they're ready, but hey, they're going to get ready and they're going to love us. So, yay.
Yeah, they're going to love it, because no one else is talking about this stuff. Because all the rap shows, they kind of just talk about the gossip and the craziness, just to get the views. But there's nothing they're not saying nothing. They're just like, oh, this person's beefing with this person. Oh, this person's a hoe. Oh, more views, more money. But they're not even saying nothing. But we're going to have real topics. We will talk about music. We will talk about, especially the new Bone and all that. We are going to talk about it. But, you know, we're Bone fans, so that's different, and they have real music. But, yeah. But we had to talk about this Cardi B because it's important. This is something that's going on It's sad that a lot of these rappers.
She's a bad example.
She's
a bad example.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen
Very
to her music if they paid me to.
I just never knew about her until you told me about her. Then the next day, I see these crazy pictures of her on Twitter. Somebody retweeted it. And then I was like, damn, it's true. So it's kind of like, you know, it's so real. And I'm just thinking, what is she doing, man? She'll do anything for views.
Yes, exactly. And that's pathetic and sad. Like, you don't have to do that
stuff. She doesn't have to do it. She should tell girls, look, you don't have to do this. You can use your brains and your talent and your personality to get people's
Don't degrade yourself.
Don't degrade yourself for a view. You can use your natural beauty and also your talent and personality. More important.
Yes. Definitely. I mean, you don't have to degrade yourself for a little bit of money. You don't have to go to sporting goods and pick out all the sporting things you like out of there.
Right.
You just got to be yourself. Be yourself, and that's it.
That's true. And also, to the guys out there, you guys have to be – you guys should stop being so thirsty and disrespectful towards women, because that doesn't help either. But just because some girls act like Cardi B doesn't mean they're all like that. I just want to put it out there.
Exactly. Yeah. But then again, remember, you know, I mean, the leader of our, you know, of wherever, you know, of our place here, is he's supposed to be setting the example. He's really not setting a good example either by telling people to go, you know, disrespect women and grab their, you know, privates and whatnot.
Yeah.
So
that's the problem. It's not just girls like Cardi B, it's the men, it's the, even leaders.
I mean,
because
everyone's
like
setting all these bad examples. Seriously.
For real, they're supposed
to
be who the kids look up to, and they'll be like, I look up to this guy that says grab that, and the girl that says fuck that. Like, what the hell? You know what
exactly.
I mean? That's why I try never to put stuff like that in my shows or even my songs. I never rap about stuff like that. Because people will be like, oh, he's promoting it too, just to get views. You know? So,
It's sad how people do low things for attention.
Low things for attention or to get in the news. It's that. Why don't they do something not cool to get in the news, like really cool?
I know. Why don't they go feed a homeless person or something, help someone out? You know, that goes a long way. You know,
for
you don't
real.
Have to, but hey, you never know. I mean, what if that was you or what if that was your family member? I mean, some people really
don't. Yeah, but if you can, that'd be awesome. In fact, I think I'm gonna do that thing when I get a pizza. I'm gonna give some of it to the homeless people, like cut it in pieces and then give them some slices. That's a good idea, especially now that it's cold. You know, in the winter time.
Yeah, when it's cold, we do that. We drive around. Well, I cook some, you know, stew, you know, caldo, and I drive around and I feed, you know, my kids and I feed the homeless, you know, out of our heart. Why? Because. I mean, I know that there's people out there that are hungry, and it sucks being hungry, damn it. I mean, it sucks when you're hungry and you have nothing to eat.
Yeah, it sucks being hungry and cold and like a caldo and hot chocolate will like totally bring your mood up when you're feeling cold.
And then, you know, also when people, like if you want to go help someone out, don't record yourself doing that. That's messed up.
You know how people do that, Queen? On YouTube?
Yeah.
And then they put commercials on it and they make money. It's like saying, I'm helping people, but I'm getting attention so I can make money off of it. Come on.
Yeah, no. You won't ever see me like recording something like me helping someone out, right? Because I don't want to do it because I want attention. If I'm going to help someone out, I'm doing it, you know, the kindness of my heart, you know? Yeah, to help him, not because I want attention.
Yeah, it's just like the good feeling when they smile and you see that you made their night or their day.
It feels good.
And that they remember you, especially if you come back the next day or the next year, they're like, oh, that's a cool person that gives me soup.
Yes.
Tamales or whatever it is. Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So happy when I see them. Yeah, that's what it's about. See? That's
it's
why
a
I like
good
the
feeling.
Show. Because we can talk about all the cool and real stuff that the other shows don't talk about. But see, I always think, why complain about how the show sucks and they're not saying nothing? Let's make a show that says something. Plus, we'll talk about music. We'll talk about everything. But
we'll talk about a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. That way, and it's going to be so awesome. And we might have some guests one day and then callers. Not today because I have to make the show like one day before. But later when that happens, it's going down.
It's going down.
Maybe we'll even get Bone on here one day. I want to try to get him on. Yeah, we
that'd
could,
be
right,
lovely. Yeah.
I think they should be on here. They would be perfect guests for the show because I know they always have real stuff to say about everything. So, especially Crazy. Oh, yeah, Crazy Bone guy doesn't want to say that. I want to promote it real quick. On Spotify, he has this new show called Truth Talk where he tells the truth.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, Queen, if you don't know about it, I'll send you the link. Hold on, guys. It's going to be on my Facebook page. It's once a week, and he talks about the truth. So if you want another real show where they say real stuff, well, it's above QG and Cray. Got it. You know? Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's every Thursday. But anyways, you subscribe to a show. I'll send you the link, and you just subscribe on Spotify, and boom, you'll get it every week.
Nice. That sounds lovely.
Very lovely. I was listening to the show. Man, they go deep. It's like really long, but man, they cover everything, all the subjects, like really deep. And
it's cool. Yes, my eyes. Yes.
Like a collab.
Yeah, it's cool
like
to
we have.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to like talk about real things that other people are willing to hide and not talk about. You know.
Yeah, most people just hide it because they notice in this world everybody just wants to talk about what makes them money.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, well, if I'm not going to say some crazy shit or do some dumb shit, if I'm going to make views, why should I do it? They don't think, oh, what I say today might help somebody out or it might save somebody's life.
Yeah. Yep, you never know.
Everyone's so greedy, like, oh, I'm not going to do it unless I'm going to make hella views and get all the money from the advertising or because I'm selling a CD or whatever the hell it is, you know. For me, that's why I made the show. This is just kind of show where people can say what they really feel. And also when people call in, we want them to say what they really feel, not fake stuff.
They know what we're talking about. They know what I'm feeling. That's what I'm talking about. Like, hello, I'm not the only person in the world that feels this way or whatever, you know.
Stuff like that. That's what, yes, queen. You got it. That's what I'm going to do. Especially when we start talking about the really deep stuff like the universe and the stars and the moon and magic and vampires and dragons and High Brazil, all this cool stuff. Those shows are going to be really deep. You guys get ready for those.
People are going to be like, what's High Brazil?
We're going to explain it. We'll do a whole show about High Brazil. Give the history.
For real.
Give the legend. Give the location. Like, if anyone's been there. Everything. Yeah, we'll do a podcast on it.
I'm pretty sure not a lot of people have been there, but that'd be cool. I want to go to High Brazil sometime.
I want to go. Like, if I can find it on the map, I got to go. And if no one's there, I'm just going to build my house there.
Silly.
And like all the bad people aren't allowed in High Brazil. Only like the fantastic.
No, for real.
Only
the fantabulous people like us are allowed.
Yeah. Fantabulous and magical people. And loving humans.
Exactly, yeah. The real of the realest of the real of the real.
Of the real.
Real. For
of
real.
The real. For real, for real.
On the real.
Real times
for real, for real.
For real.
Yes, that's lovely.
We did a great first show, guys. I hope you guys like it. But we got 3 minutes left, but we can go over time, Queen. It doesn't matter because it keeps recording. It'll record us until it kicks us off. I think we have like 5 or 10 more minutes. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's why I always tell.
That's cool.
The only thing is, like, once it gets to this time, like, when we have callers, then they can't call in no more. But this time I didn't get to have callers. That's okay. This is, like, the intro show. So, yeah, guys, if you guys are listening on Facebook, what's up, everybody out there? And shout out to your bro, Queen, if you're listening. Shout out.
Oh, he is. He is. A shout out to my bro. They're right here next to me.
We got to give him a shout out. Oh, he's there. He's live. Wow.
Yeah, okay. He's right here next to me.
Nice. All right, cool. Yeah, so it is on. Yeah, people, like, when they click the link, they can hear it on their phone or the computer. It's that. All right,
cool. Yeah, shout out to JC and Jessica Chica.
Yeah, give it a shout out. It's time for the shout out now. We got to give shout out to the killer, the female fam. Woo!
Hey, we should get AC Killer.
I've had him on this show and I also had him on my live. We gotta get him on here.
We got to, yes we do.
Okay, I might hit him up. I'll say if he wants to do the radio show on the Vampire Hour.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're gonna get shout out to AC Killer and the whole CNO family. You know, Busy Bone, Crazy Bone, Lazy Bone.
Don't forget about Kane,
the Life Entertainment position.
Yes.
Wishbone, everybody, because all TLC, you know, we're all the same fam.
Yeah.
Mothug, Harmony House, Flesh and Bone Global, everything that's Bone affiliated. You know? Mothug,
definitely.
Yeah, everybody. Shout out to Mickey Ray out there, Mothug. You know, all the fam, just all the Bone people.
Shout
and
out
all the
to
rappers,
all the fans.
And all the fans, just everyone that's showing love and.
Yeah.
We gotta get some people from Mo Thug on here. Yeah, we should get a killer Mo Thug, and maybe one day we'll get Bone. Yeah.
That's lovely. I would definitely enjoy
I think we need to, because I want them to feel comfortable. They'll feel comfortable on my show, because here on our show, Queen, they can say what they want and really be real.
Yeah.
It's not like the show's just saying, you can't talk about this or that. No, here you can say anything. It's like, it's free. It's free speech.
Yeah, that's we live here in the United States of America where we can, you know, have, well, we have freedom of speech, right?
Hell so, yeah.
I mean,
networks out there, certain shows will be like, oh, don't talk about this. Like, they try to write out the interview before. I don't like that. I like to have it real. Like, we didn't write this, right, Queen? We just said what we really feel.
No. There's no paper scripts here, none of that.
No script, guys. This is from the heart. That's how all our shows
yep,
are going to be.
Exactly.
I might do a little research about High Brazil to study and then have a little bit of notes.
I finished.
I'm not going to be reading off a page. I just learn, you know.
For real.
Oh, my God. But, guys.
That sounds
oh, my
funny.
God. The Zompire Hours is here, so we're going to try to do the show. I don't know how much do we do it, Queen? Like, once a week or, like, one day?
We can do it as long as, I mean, as many times, it doesn't matter.
Okay, maybe let's try to do it once a day. We'll try once a day.
Yes.
And I'm all, oh, and also everyone from the Bone Affiliate, send me any music you want me to play. You know?
Right.
Any new music you want promoted, send it to us.
Yay.
Or if anybody has anybody out there with the affiliates, if you have any Bone music that's new you want played, we will play it here. Like, you know, forget the big radio that makes you pay money to promote. We play all the stuff for free because it's for the love of music, real music, right?
He loves Cardi B.
I don't care about Cardi B.
No, Cardi
hey,
B.
Po.
No, she's a bad
hey,
example.
Po.
We're trying to
hey, Po.
Hey.
My sister-in-law's her nephew. He's like, I'm like, fuck Cardi B, and he's like, hey, I love Cardi B. No, and I was like, no.
So why does he love Cardi B? Yeah, because you know these kids don't even know what they're listening to. You know.
I know,
that's
right?
The whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, you know. I mean, we've always had rappers that talk crazy stuff, but it's not as bad as now.
Mm-hmm.
Back then it was maybe like one person acting like that. Now it's everybody is doing it.
I know,
so
right?
Like,
well, exactly like clowns.
They're just acting like hoes, and they're just in it for. I don't know. They're not trying to tell the kids to do nothing with their life, just do bad stuff. No, 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 kids, don't listen to them. Listen to good advice. Just
yeah.
Listen to Lauryn Hill and check out Lauryn Hill's music. She's a good female
for
rapper.
Real. Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu. These are ladies that really say something in their music, and they're very good and they're talented. So
for real.
Check out Erykah Badu. Check out Lauryn Hill.
Don't forget about Lord.
Lord, oh my God, Lord! If you want to know a real lady, a real woman, that talks about real stuff,
Lord. I know, right?
We gotta give something to Lord if she ever hears this. I don't think she will, but if you do, Lord.
Aw, Lord is awesome. I love her. She is like the most magical human being I've ever, besides you, you know, and my children and my kitties. she's so awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, she's also like such a real person, and her music is so awesome. I love her music.
I know, right?
We gotta give shout out to
it.
Lord. Yeah. So guys, we told
you didn't hear that.
You know, we told
I'm
you
over
about
here
the people that are. We told you guys about the bad examples in music, but we also told you about some good examples. So go check out those people.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for more Zompire Hours, probably late night in the Zompire Hours. That's when we'll be on.
I'm going to share this.
Maybe... Share it. Go ahead. Share the link. Anybody can listen to it.
I'm going to say, my little brother was listening to it right now. Well, we were all listening. Well, actually, I can't really listen to it because I have the headset on, but my brother was right there listening
to
it.
Yeah, we can't
and
listen
my
to it because we're live. But, like, if somebody's in another room on a laptop or on the phone, they can listen. And anybody in the world can listen to this. I want to try to spread this all over so, like, people can hear
I'm
going to
spread
everywhere.
It,
all
right, like peanut butter and jelly.
It can be anywhere in the world. They can hear us. That's what's so crazy about it. Yeah.
That's lovely.
So shouts out to anybody that hears us out there in the world, where, any country you're in, much love later on, because I know it's going to get spread around. And
yeah, sure is. Spread the love.
Stay tuned, guys, for more episodes every week. And get ready for new music and everything else. And, yeah, so they're going to kick us off, I don't know, like any minutes. Before they kick us off, what should we say at the end, Queen?
They already did. They already kicked us off.
No, we're off, but it's still recording.
Okay.
But then it's going to
cut
off the recording. We just say a couple things at the end. What should we say?
Much love
shout
to
out.
Everyone out there.
Yeah.
Yes. Much love to everyone out there. And be safe. And don't drink and drive. And don't spread your legs. And don't be hooking up with anyone because you'll get herpes and die.
Right, see? That's the truth, guys. Go drink and drive. Don't be promiscuous. Don't catch disease this weekend. Have a fun time and drink at your house. And if you do drink out, get a taxi or ride. Yep.
Yeah.
And be safe. And much love to everybody out there. Have a great weekend.
Much
have a fun
love,
weekend.
Y'all.
And drink a lot of beer. But yeah, in moderation,
at home,
but at home, where you can pass out comfortable in your bed if you feel sleepy. You know?
Yes, that's the new thing to do nowadays. I mean, that's the new thing to do is chill at your home with your family. And I mean, what could be more better than that? Being out in a bar? I don't think so.
Instead of kicking it with a bunch of weirdos that we don't even know and what's going to happen. Yeah, you know.
For real. You could probably, someone could probably drug your drink.
At the bar, you got to pay to play music, and if they don't even have good music, they don't even have balls.
I know, right?
For real. You think I'm going to pay for a song and you have balls? But here, I can play whatever the hell I want, and, play that song.
You don't have to pay for it, because it's already paid for.
It's already paid for, and I have a beer, and then you could video chat with your friends, or kick it in person, have a barbecue.
Nice.
Talk to Zompire.
Yes, everyone, be safe and make sure you tune in to the Zompire Hours.
Oh yeah, we're also gonna have some spooky episodes about ghosts and stuff like that. So yeah, the Zompire Hours is gonna be very awesome. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. Much love. This is Ghosty VTL. And we're gonna close the song. We're gonna close the show with a song. This is Ace the Killer featuring Madonna, and the name of the song is Ghost Town. And we will see you guys next episode. Thank you for tuning in, and much love. Thank you.
Woo.
Much love.
My spirit is willing, but it's my flesh that seems to win. I try to pick up my Bible and get filled up with the faith. But when the Christian starts to see me, then the Christian starts to hate. They see my long hair, tattoos, and my four-letter words. And like the Pharisees, they judge me and think I don't love his words. But my righteousness is rotten. Thank God for his grace. When the saints come marching in, we marching in from faith to faith. We all fall when you fall. You got to get enough. You got to learn it while you live it, that you can't be giving up. We all fall. We all fail. It's just a part of life, but I swear the sun rises, you can make it through the night. Everything will be alright. What goes around comes around. See the angels in the sky and the trumpet blowing sound. Does it seem a bit profound that for me he laid his life? I know for me it does. I can't believe he paid my price.
Got a plan, best believe he knows what's best. I ask you guys, my spirit and the sin.
disintegrates my flesh till there's nothing left, just the smell of my corpse. Vultures feast on my meat as my carcass starts to warp and my brain starts to bleed convulsive, spit it up blood. I'll say a prayer for those I've lost and everyone I've yet to love, sending praises up above. A miracle's about to happen. It could take a thousand years or it can happen while I'm rapping. Tapping shoes is made for tapping and the Bible's made for reading and the bullets in your brain best believe they leave you bleeding, cause it's human hunting season. We are hunted by the demons, they hunt every